We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
America isolated from its closest allies on virtually all of the country's top international challenges. Trade with China, the nuclear deal with Iran, climate change, Russia, and more. This was a telling scene at the G7 summit in Biarritz, France. A chair, the one supposed to be occupied by the U.S. president, left empty at the summit's meeting on climate change. The White House says that bilateral meetings with Germany and India went long, so they sent a staffer in the president's place. But that claim easily undermined by one photograph. Both leaders who were supposedly in those long-running meetings with the U.S. president, the German chancellor, Angela Merkel, and the Indian prime minister, Narendra Modi, made it to the climate summit.
Oh, my God. All right. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday. Get yourself ready for another week of intense lies. Yay. Woohoo! All right, so it looks like, you know, we had the G7 over the weekend. Hopefully you did not watch any of it. I hope you have a life. It is my job to do it, so you don't have to. So I hope you had a weekend. I had a decent weekend, I should say. Friday night, I saw the Tom Petty cover band, Lori's husband, Ron. He's the lead guitarist. That was really fun. That was amazing. Some of it was just soul moving. So thank you for having me. As your guest. That was fun. And then Saturday, the G summit, he had, apparently the president of the United States had his own G summit in his head. He had this whole summit in his head where he just made up crap and declared that it happened, even though photographic evidence shows that it didn't. I don't even know. He didn't go to the climate summit portion. His first story was he didn't go to the climate summit portion because he thought it was a niche thing. Climate change. It's a niche thing, not into it, not interested in it. Then when the empty chair was broadcast, he said, oh, I meant to go to the climate portion, but I got late in a meeting with Angela Merkel and Prime Minister Modi from India. Then a photograph of Angela Merkel and Prime Minister Modi from India was published. And then he said, he didn't care. He said that he had sent somebody in his stead. And then this morning, he was asked about what he thought America should be doing in the face of climate change. And he pretty much said, windmills don't work, and I don't give a damn about climate change.
About climate change. I know in the past you've harbored some skepticism of a science in climate change. What do you think the world should be doing about climate change, and do you still harbor that skepticism?
I feel that the United States has tremendous wealth. The wealth is under its feet. I've made that wealth come alive.
Come on.
We will soon be exporting. In fact, we're actually doing it now, exporting. But we are now the number one energy producer in the world, and soon it will be by far, with a couple of pipelines that have not been able to get approved for many, many years. It'll have a huge impact. I was able to get ANWR in Alaska. Could be the largest site in the world for oil and gas. I was able to get ANWR approved. Ronald Reagan wasn't able to do it. Nobody was able to do it. They've been trying to do it since before Ronald Reagan. I got it approved. We're the number one energy producer in the world. Soon it will be by far the number one. It's tremendous wealth. And LNG is being sought after all over Europe and all over the world. And we have more of it than anybody else. And I'm not going to lose that wealth. I'm not going to lose it on dreams, on windmills, which, frankly, aren't working too well. I'm not going to lose it. So, Josh, in a nutshell, I want the cleanest water on Earth. I want the cleanest air on Earth. And that's what we're doing. And I'm an environmentalist. A lot of people don't understand that. Yeah. I have done more environmental impact statements probably than anybody that's, I guess I can say definitely, because I've done many, many, many of them, more than anybody that's ever been president or vice president or anything even close to president. And I think I know more about the environment than most people.
Oh, my God.
I want clean air. I want clean water. I want a wealthy country. I want a spectacular country with jobs, with pensions, with so many things. And that's what we're getting. So I want to be very careful. At the same time, you weren't called. At the same time, it's very important to me, very important to me. We have to maintain this incredible place that we've all built.
And then Josh Dawsey asked him, why didn't you answer my question? Which is, what should the world be doing to mitigate climate change? He has no answer because he doesn't know, but he's very sure that he knows more about the climate, okay, which he would probably call weather, than anybody. Meanwhile, for the second time, he asked his national security advisors, he had asked Homeland Security previously, if we could deploy nuclear weapons to break up hurricanes. I'm not kidding. He knows more about climate than anybody. Newark is drinking bottled water. Flint is still drinking bottled water. We've told you about all of the threats of lead that are in drinking water in major cities in Ohio, in Michigan, in New Jersey, all over this country, because idiot boy hasn't done anything on infrastructure, and the corrosive water is leaching the lead from the ancient pipes, okay? He could have said something about that, but you know what? The only takeaway from all this over the weekend is that we need to take him away, like to the funny farm. This was crazy. He had his own G7 summit in his head, in his freaking head, and he wants to bomb hurricanes. I'm not kidding.
It is your reporting that the president suggested nuking them, dropping a nuclear bomb inside a hurricane that would blow it apart before it could hit land. And here's the reporting from Axios. The briefer who heard this was knocked back on his heels, the source in the room added. You could hear a gnat fart in that meeting, something I've never said before on morning television.
You could hear a gnat fart.
Say that. Yeah,
people were astonished. After the meeting ended, we thought, what the F? What do we do with this? Can you expound on any of this, Margaret?
I'm going to try. This is something that happened in the earlier part of the president's presidency, but that we are finding out about now. And because it's hurricane season and because it's just so fascinating, we thought it was important to report it. We have this reporting from multiple sources. We gave the White House an entire day yesterday to comment, put this into context. But look, what's important to understand is that the president heard about this idea and asked whether it was possible. This is an idea that has been around since the Eisenhower administration. It has been repeatedly knocked down by scientists for kind of obvious reasons like nuclear fallout and that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But also because many scientists believe it just wouldn't work, mm-hmm. that sort of counterintuitively, the energy produced in the middle of a hurricane is so big that there's no possible way that this could actually work in terms of disrupting the current. But also there are like environmental reasons, science reasons, health reasons. This idea did not go beyond discussions with the president, did not get into the planning levels. And it's also important to note that a lot of White House officials did not know about it.
Well, Fox News found out about it, and they're wondering why we can't do it. Because if Donald Trump wants to nuke a hurricane, then Fox News says it's probably a very good idea to nuke a hurricane. Now, that idea has been debunked since 1961, okay? In 1959, some scientists thought maybe it could actually blow the hurricane into the stratosphere. You know, it would displace the winds. But in 1961, it was decided, no, that would spread nuclear radiation across the entire field of the hurricane and beyond into the stratosphere. But Donald Trump and Fox News, let's do it.